This is Conversations with Candidates. I'm your host, Cal Halliburton, and it's our pleasure today to be talking with Rob Sand. Rob is seeking the Democratic nomination as a candidate for governor of Iowa. He was born and raised in Decorah, and his family has been in Winnesheik County since his father's family got off the boat from Norway. He grew up fishing and hunting and found interest in politics while getting a skate park built in the community. Following high school and a bachelor's degree from Brown University, he began his political career as an assistant Iowa attorney general, where he uncovered and prosecuted a lottery scheme that became the subject of his book, The Winning Ticket. Rob has been elected twice as state auditor. He has uncovered more than $29 million in misspent money, and he created the Public Innovations and Efficiencies Program that is duplicated by other states. Rob continues to enjoy fishing, hunting, and spending time with family. He and his wife, Christine, have two sons and a dog. Rob, tell our listeners something about yourself they'll not find on your website or with a search engine.
Oh boy, that's a tricky way to start, Cal. Let me think. Because, most of it is out there on the internet. I'm a pretty open person. And so I don't know that I've necessarily got much to share that hasn't been shared. As I sit here right now today, maybe I can tell you something recent. Well, I'm going to go on a camping trip this summer up to Lutzen in Minnesota with my parents, my sister and her boys, and my boys.
Is that part of the Boundary Waters?
No, but it's getting up there. It's up past Duluth, and it should be nice and cool compared to the temps that we're having down here.
Well, I don't know. I'm a former Canadian, and it can sometimes get warm up there too.
Fair, yeah. No, you're not wrong. I'm hoping that we'll get lucky and, not have to sweat too much.
As you talk to people, and you've been going around the state now, what are their most frequent concerns?
I think Iowans are incredibly frustrated with rising costs. This is true across the board. I just heard from somebody who said their insurance premiums are going up 13%. Then somebody else said, yeah, mine are too. And the fact of the matter is Iowans are paying attention to their state government. And while they're seeing costs going up and our economy is the 49th worst in the country, our personal income growth is 48th worst in the country. They've noticed that state government in the meantime has been busy gutting the auditor's office, making it harder for us to find misspent money, picking on people who are different. And they're not serving regular Iowans. They're not trying to reduce costs. They're not trying to get our economy going. They're just serving insiders and special interest groups. I mean, we're upside down in all these rankings. We've got one of the worst economies, but we're number one in growth for cancer. That's not where you want to be on either of those rankings. And I think the answer here, Cal, is this is what happens when people, a small group of insiders, is left to their own devices for too long. They decide to serve themselves and special interest groups, and ordinary people get shunted to the wayside. And I think that's where we are in Iowa right now.
Well, assume you're elected. What are you going to do about it?
Good question. Number one, get to work on the issues that actually impact regular Iowans. Restore the state auditor's office ability to find misspent money so that we can actually deter people from misspending it. Right now, that's hard for us to do. And I think we've got to do something to make sure that Iowans have real opportunities, including through our education system. I mean, that's another place that I think people are incredibly frustrated with. You see a lot of folks talking about how our public schools are the heart of our communities, and yet they've been prioritizing funding for private schools in the state of Iowa with public money when there's no accountability for how they're spending that money. Now, this isn't a partisan issue. The Republican governor of Nebraska, Jim Pillen, has actually made a tremendous new investment in Nebraska public schools. I think that's what we should be doing in Iowa if we want to be competitive. We shouldn't be trying to duplicate a system and be funding two schools. We should be reinforcing and strengthening our public school system here in Iowa. We put it on our quarter. Could we do that today, Cal? I don't know
Pardon?
if we could.
I'm sorry.
We put it on our quarter, the Iowa quarter, Foundation in Education.
A quarter.
Yeah, our American quarter dollar.
I see. So we're on the quarter dollar,
On our,
saying that
yeah.
we're the foundation, our foundation is education, and yet we're not funding it appropriately.
No, we're in the middle of the pack, more importantly. I mean, we used to be the best. When I was growing up in Decorah, we were always around the top in the country for education, and we put it on our quarter, and here we are in the middle of the pack. And I feel like every time somebody looks at that quarter, it's supposed to be what you're famous for. And now people would look at it and go, Iowa's famous for education. And maybe they were in the past, but we're not now.
Well, we might be famous for pig poo because we've got 8,000 pools of it around the state, which is causing problems with our water. And I know that's one thing that might not crop up every time you visit, but it is a significant issue. And it's one that, we've had here, even in Ames, where we have some of the best water in the state, but we have had restrictions in the past. And that might come to be true here as it has elsewhere. Is there anything we can do about that?
Of course there is. I think one piece of this is when I talk about being a governor for all, that means wanting to change our politics from one where we are just one side beating up on the other side to where we're actually bringing people to a table, sitting down and saying, hey, we really got to do something. But that means including everybody in it. We have a nitrate problem in the state of Iowa. Figuring out what the best solutions are to do something about that. We shouldn't have to check to see if there's too much E. coli in the water before we go to a state park to go swimming when it's 95 or 90 degrees out. I grew up in Northeast Iowa in Decorah, tubing down the upper Iowa and fishing for trout. I want my kids to have those same opportunities. So yeah, we've absolutely got to do something about it. I think on the one hand, you got folks who like to pretend it isn't a problem. And on the other hand, you got a lot of people who just want to blame every minute of it on agriculture and say that they have to fix it. It's a problem for all of us. We all have to fix it, and we have to work together to do that.
So you would propose ways to really bring us together to solve that problem.
Yeah, I think that's part of what I'm doing over the next year. I'm doing public town halls, 100 of them in every county in the state. And I want to talk to all Iowans. I want to hear their ideas for what we can do. I want to hear what issues they're concerned about. Here we are, it's America in 2025. We have ridiculously long campaigns. And so you've got to get started early. But I think that's also an opportunity to listen to people and hear them out on ideas so that when we get time to campaign season, when it's closer to when people are voting, we've got some details and we can put some meat on the bones of what we ought to be doing about it specifically.
Another issue that sometimes, well, it certainly does divide people, and that's some folks say it's a woman's right to her own body and governing it herself. Do you have a position on that?
Yeah, look, I think that Roe versus Wade was a good decision. It provided a tremendous amount of freedom for reproductive rights, and I think that the Dobbs decision overturning it was a mistake. And now you look around the country, and we're always seeing doctors and hospitals saying, "Well, gee, this woman isn't sick enough yet. We've got to wait till her numbers get worse to intervene because we don't want to get sued." This is bad. I think that our fundamental freedoms are something that we should all care for. And if one of them goes away, sometimes the rest are not far behind. And on the other side, I don't know who my opponent is going to be, but there's certainly going to be someone who is wanting more restrictions, and I don't think that's good either. And at the end of the day, a lot of this social stuff too, if we've got balanced government in the state of Iowa, it's going to effectively be a truce on that. I hate to break it to you if it's news, but if I get elected governor, I'm going to have a Republican legislature. They can send me bills on stuff and I can veto them. The better thing for them to do is just not send me the bill and let's actually get to work on places where we can agree. Things that need to be done for everybody in the state as opposed to fighting culture wars.
Hey Cal, I think we have time for one more question, so just wanted to wrap things up a little.
That's fine, Emma. That's what we'll do.
Thank you.
There's one that is close to my position or my heart, I guess, and that is the proliferation of military weapons that are designed solely for killing people. Like the AR-15, I used that in Vietnam, and so I'd like to know what can we do to reverse the trend we've been on here in Iowa to put some restrictions on the purchase of those weapons.
Cal, again, this is one of those things where you want to talk public policy. Honesty is the best policy. I'm going to have a Republican legislature. They are not going to send me bills that would restrict access to guns. I'm pretty sure that's true. So the truth is, I think very little, and I'm not going to be a politician who makes promises to people about we're going to do this, we're going to do that, when I know that the reality is that we're not. I think there's a lot of things that we can do. Where where the parties can agree on things and we can get things done and move Iowa forward together, I don't think that that's going to be one of them.
Well, let's assume you win the general election. How will you do that? How are you going to bring those folks together who just constantly are fighting back and forth across the aisle?
Sure. To me, that's actually the easy piece.
Oh.
I have been doing that in my office through the work that we do in the auditor's office. It's the decision to do the right thing. I promoted people who actually made campaign contributions to my opponent in 2018. Our senior leadership in the office was a Democrat, an independent, a Republican. I think that's what most voters actually want, is they just want people to work together so that when the other party ends up in charge, we're not just having a tug of war where we're going to undo all the things that you did, and now we're going to do all the things that we want to do. We want to move the state forward, and I think that's just a question of having balanced government so that all viewpoints are actually included, which in this case would mean winning the governor's race, and then actually just saying, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're not going to do that stuff, and that's the way it goes.
And I think we've gotten a sign that we need to wrap up now. Thank you very much for being here today. We appreciate it. You've been listening to Conversations with Candidates with Rob Sand, who is seeking the Democratic Party nomination for governor of Iowa.